Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, so we have another edition of Are You Going to Eat That coming up, Gator. I'm still finalizing it. So.
Fine-tuning the menu?
Fine-tuning it, yeah. So that's coming up later this hour. I did get word, by the way, Birchie Kid, who's live from Allen Park every Friday, is 1:30 today. 1:30, the Birchie Kid, due to the practice schedule being a little bit different because of the Monday night game. So anyway, that is coming up a little bit later, so we'll find out the latest what Coach has to say.
What were you eating today?
It's leftover, basically some sort of chicken dish from HelloFresh.
Chicken casserole, some kind of rice.
It's rice. You want me to look up exactly what it was?
No, I was just curious what was in it.
We really like the HelloFresh meal kits. It's like some sort of chicken stir fry.
Okay.
But I guess I have to look up exactly what it is. I'll let you know. Why, it smells good or smells bad?
No, it smelled fine.
I always worry.
If it smelled awful, I would be ripping on it left and right.
I had a HelloFresh meal a couple weeks ago, and it was... we'll bring in the leftovers, send them to lunch. And it was salmon. And dangerous. I said, should I go heat it in the microwave and bring it in studio?
Dangerous.
Yeah, well, I live on the edge.
Yeah,
danger,
you do.
Danger is my middle name. Doug Danger Karsh. All right, let's get back to your open line calls. We go to Alex in Ann Arbor on 97.1. Hi, Alex.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it. I think that we should try and find somebody that's willing to do a sign and trade for Scooble. Scott Boras factor is just, I don't think that we can keep him. So I think that we should try to do more than just get the compensatory draft pick.
Yeah.
And I mean, if the Mets are interested, whoever's interested, like whether it's more draft picks or whether we can plug up some of the holes, because unfortunately the Tigers do kind of seem to be a money ball team. So if let's get as much capital in return and see what we can actually do with it. Like it is unfortunately like a spaghetti at the wall kind of approach, but I don't know what other options we really have.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, this is a Tiger team. It's made the playoffs the last 2 years. They've been a game away from reaching the ALCS the last 2 years. So I guess I think it's more than just a money ball team. I understand what you're saying, 'cause they don't, it's just kind of strange how they've cobbled it together, and yet they have. It's 2 years in a row where they've done it, so I believe in it more than just the throw everything against the wall approach. I do think you can trade with a team and get players that can help you now, as opposed to having to wait on prospects.
I'm worried about that.
Let me clarify real quick. I didn't mean that we as a team are a spaghetti against the wall. I mean, like, that's what we should do with the trade of just maximize whatever return we can get.
No, I understand
that. Plug up some holes. Like, I'm definitely not trying to take away from what the team has accomplished. But I also, just real quick before I up and let you guys talk, I do have a personal, wondering if Scott Boras has definitely burned the Tigers before, and I kind of wonder if maybe Chris Ilitch is a little bit reluctant to do business with him just based on some of the previous that were not in the Tigers' favor that we've done with
Boras. I hope not. Before. I mean, if there is the feeling yesterday, the spring, feels like it was yesterday, with the Alex Bregman, that whole thing, it was, okay, the Tigers have made this great offer. And at that time, nobody else had. And it felt like Bregman and Boras were waiting for anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And Alex, you bring this up, and it's almost like the fans, and look, I don't begrudge anybody their feelings, but it's almost like fans would say, F that guy. He had his chance. Screw him. When it comes to Bregman being back on the open market.
Right.
You know, no, don't come crying back to us. Like, I hope an owner doesn't act that way, because I think it's letting pride get in the way. So is it possible? I suppose it's possible. Would he have reason to feel that way, that the Tigers were used just to up the market for the client, and then they were going to take him as soon as they had another offer, or get a competitive offer from somebody else? Does it feel that way? It feels like that could have been the Tigers were used in that regard. But if you operate that way, let your personal feelings get in the way, I don't know if it's in the best interest of the organization.
You know, earlier, Gator, you said, like, Tarek Skubba has the ultimate say in this because it's his life, right? He can tell Boras exactly what he wants to do, or whoever his agent is. But I think we're all thinking, because he chose Boras as his agent, we know what he wants, which is the most money possible, because that's what Scott Boras is known to do. And so I feel like he can go out and get another agent that would give him a good amount of money to stay in Detroit if he wanted to do that. And I'm not saying he doesn't want to stay in Detroit, but I'm saying the fact that he has Scott Boras as his agent tells me he wants the most money possible.
I mean, you can glean that if you will, and that's fine. I just think that it's... I think in some regards, some people just want to go with representation by who's the best and who's known for getting the most. And that's Boras, clearly. But it doesn't necessarily mean that that's exactly what he wants. Like, would he be willing to take a deal right here and now with the Tigers? I mean, if the money's right, it could happen. This is why I think it's vitally important. Find out. And it may very well play out that that's the thing. Hey, I'm not talking to you. Talk to Boras. Well, we want to talk to you. Would you take a shorter? Don't talk to me. Talk to Boras. And if that's the case, if that's the attitude, then you know what it is. And then, okay, fair enough. Let's pick up the phone and we'll talk to the Mets and the Yankees and the Red Sox and the Padres and the Cubs and the Phillies or whoever.
Well, what you just brought up is possible. If I were to guess, I would lean more towards what Kang said. He wants the big contract, and he has every right to, and I'm not mad at him. It sucks. It's part of sports. Feels like, you know, because of the business, we might lose our guy.
And a lot of times, if you want to go to the player, which I have no problem with asking to, look what happened to Jerry Jones and Micah Parsons when he kind of like, hey, I want to talk to you. And Parsons is like, well, I got to talk to my agents. And that whole thing went, he got traded. He ended up getting traded.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Another edition of Are You Going to Eat That? Coming up a little bit later on. Also, we will talk with the Birch Kid from out at Allen Park. Gator, the answer? Mushu chicken bowl. It's a reheated Mushu chicken bowl with cabbage, scallions, and rice.
Yeah, I'm down with that. That's
good. Right. Yeah, just making sure.
Soy sauce?
Yeah. Well, there's no... There was no need for soy. It was pretty sauce. Yeah, it was pretty sauced up.
Fair enough.
We got to pick some games a little bit later on, too. 4-2 last week, Gator. Isn't that 2 weeks in a row you went 4-2?
That's right.
He's getting back. He's got his fastball. He's got his fastball back, people.
I'm trying.
I went 4-2 as well. We'll have our picks coming up a little bit later on here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.